This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephan, good day program.
Jennifer Horan and Doug are here. Jay is off this hour. So here we are to do a lot more with less. Jay. How's that? That could be what what you said.
Here we are to do more damage.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I think we can leave that to this fellow that Putin created, who's kind of a monster that could devour him.
Can
right?
you explain this to me? Because usually, you come to me and you go, can you explain that, Jen? What's happening here? All I know is that over the weekend, I see this coup is marching towards Moscow.
Marching to Moscow.
They turn around and they go, well, never mind. Just kidding. We're going to go to Belarus.
I don't think he's just kidding. I think that Putin got to him with about $40 million or something. Maybe even more than that. But using these paramilitary groups, this is called the Wagner Group, which I'm trying to figure out because Wagner is a German name. These guys are Russians through and through, although they hire mercenaries. There are some American mercenaries that are working for this guy. They have Chinese mercenaries. They have men from all over, and some women now, too, are getting involved in the act because they pay them $110,000 a year, which is about twice what the normal soldier would get to go out, carry a gun, and shoot at anything that moves. So the fact that this guy, I'm having every hour, I'm trying to practice this a little better, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Hey, how's that? That sounds credible. Anyway, he has been paid off. So he was upset because he said that Putin used him and his men as fodder. Hello, duh. What do you think? The Russian soldiers can't hack it. So this guy, and then the missile came. I'm trying to figure this out. I think what happened that ticked him off was his men, like 2,000 men, got killed because a Russian missile hit them instead of the Ukrainians. So the thing has been so badly managed. He was going to Moscow to kill the secretary, what amounts to the Secretary of Defense, their defense minister. And they thought, well, as long as I'm going to kill that guy, I'll go kill Putin at the same time. So Putin got on a plane and disappeared because he's obviously afraid of this guy. And now I think there's a civil war. He may have gone to Belarus for the weekend, but I still don't see. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert on internal Russian politics for sure. But it looks to me from the outside, unless all the various news sources are overplaying this.
Which is possible, because you never know.
Of course it is,
But
right.
They say they weakened him, right?
Right. So this is an example of doing less with less instead of less with better. We all are facing, I think that's what the reality is of modern times. You have a business, I have a business. We found our life force has been affected by things that we have no control over whatsoever. The government has created a recession that is for the benefit of the government, as is so much. The government is not, this for the people. Baloney. The government is here for its own good. It's not here to help us. The government is here. Maybe that sounds, does that sound treasonous? Could I be charged with treason? The government's not your friend. Let's put it that way. You'd like to think in the right way of, in the real world, that we have, when you pay all these taxes, that you'd have a government that was on your side. But the government creates things. They stir up trouble. They stir up businesses. They create circumstances. And you can say, well, look at all the things they do for your health and well-being. I think if the health, well, I don't know. Maybe that's not a good example because the health system is kind of shaky at the moment because there are some for-profit elements to it and some governmental controls that still make it okay to have, like, Medicare, that sort of thing. Maybe that's not a good example, but you know what I'm saying. We're all being asked to do more and do better for less. And it started with the pandemic, or maybe it started before that, but I've been noticing it since then. Jennifer, what about you in the way where you work for a company that is, you know, struggling? We're all struggling. Everybody's struggling. Mm-hmm. Why are we struggling? Because the government created a system. The Chinese, go back to the Chinese government and the creation of the vaccine, of the bug, and then forward, fast forward from there, everybody's lives was changed. We all gave in. We all gave up because we don't seem to have enough starch to stand up. Yeah. Well, all right, exactly.
Fear-based thinking, that's for sure. And, you know, it is disappointing. I think the more, and I told you, I think maybe we were talking about this last week sometime. I said, you know, you were the one who kind of were at the forefront. Don't trust the government. They're not always in your best interest. And I think people had their eyes open. If you lived through Kennedy, I did not, but if you lived through the Kennedy assassination, you knew that the government wasn't always being straight with you. And that probably poked an eye open. But in the last 5 to 7 years, our eyes, I think, are flinging open at all this stuff. I mean, you laugh at me because of all the Biden stuff, but when you realize that the inner workings of the government, the FBI, the DOJ, are working for one political party, I mean, forget Trump and Biden. This is like third world stuff. Like, what? I don't know. It's disheartening. That's for sure. That's why you have to take your own responsibility.
Be responsible for yourself. That's right. Now, last Friday, I believe, we were talking about that Mexico resort, the Hyatt resort, where the two people died. You still think it's safe? You've often talked about you going down there, you and your family go to Cabo and some of these other resorts. I have no desire, never have, to go to any Mexican resort. I don't like Mexico. I don't like the way the government runs Mexico. I think it's the way and the closeness, the proximity to America and the way that they run it or don't run it has hurt us tremendously. The Southwest, but all of our country now, the influx of these people that are coming here have no business being on the border. A lot of them are crooks. Not all of them. Some of them are just trying to better themselves, trying to save themselves, all that sort of thing. It's all mixed up. It's so mixed up. So I don't really understand. Maybe you can. We'll go. I straightened you out.
You did.
So now it's time for you to straighten me out. So the Supreme Court has over the weekend announced that there was that it's okay to do something that Trump was doing or not. I didn't. The ruling is so convoluted, but it was an 8-1 ruling. Suggesting that how we are handling the people coming here and arresting people, that sort of stuff, is it or isn't it? Are we doing the right thing? Are we sending them away or are we bringing them in? Do you understand that ruling?
I think what we can do is look at what this was. It wasn't the Trump plan. It was the Biden plan.
Biden plan, okay.
And it was the Supreme Court actually reviving their enforcement plan. So according to the reports that I'm seeing, they kind of gave a second chance to the Biden policy that puts immigration enforcement priorities by focusing public safety threats. So 8-1, they overturned a Texas federal judge's ruling in June of last year that blocked the Biden policy, which had only been in effect for like a year. Alejandro Mayorkas was, of course, excited about this, saying that the immigration officers are now going to focus limited resources and enforcement actions on those who pose a threat to our national security, public safety, and border security.
People in Guatemala, which is the most populous nation in Central America, are coming up here in numbers. We all think it's Mexicans. Sometimes you think that
not
it's
anymore.
People from Central. No, it's Guatemalans. It's much more than any other. There's El Salvador that's there. But the Guatemalans, and people think, well, it's Brazilians. No, it's Guatemalans who are coming. They walk in many instances all across Mexico which is a huge. They have no.
Well, and also you get Cubans, you get Haitians, you get Chinese, you get Iranians because the border is open. I mean, what's disturbing to me is that 137 people so far this year are on the terror watch list, and those are just people that the Border Patrol had, like, a run-in with. That's pretty scary stuff when you're looking at single-digit numbers in the past 7 years, just one, nine, whatever. And so I think overturning this ruling from the Texas judge wasn't a statement so much on what's being done at the border, but that the Texas judge didn't have a place to stand on, essentially, legally, to take on the federal government. So back to the federal government it goes for border security. But these states are suffering, and you can't blame them for trying to find something to throw at the problem because the federal government is failing largely at controlling the border. So
disgusting.
Yeah.
Here we are paying all this in taxes. Ay, ay, ay. Here's a fellow accused of killing an engaged couple at a music festival. He was hallucinating on mushrooms. Right? You saw this? Shot two, injured three others. And this is the Washington State Music Festival. Before he went to the festival, this fellow, James Kelly, and his girlfriend, they were both, I think, in the military, in the Army, if not mistaken, took a dose of psychedelic mushrooms and had a bad experience. No kidding.
Perfect.
Wow. He told his girlfriend several times, this is the end. He thought that he needed to go to camp, get his gun. And let's see, went.
Well, in California now, there's a new ruling that's if you're drunk or you're you know, otherwise engaged like these people, that you can get away with stuff and things are just manslaughter if you murder someone.
Well, that's it's not his fault. He was on drugs.
Yeah, there's a
who
guy
took
who
the
said,
drugs?
I was
Did
drunk.
Force him?
Yeah, I was drunk. I don't remember stabbing the two women. And he was let out of prison 4 years for killing two people.
So this is something that happens a lot. To go back to the illegals for a moment, because there's such a huge problem with that, and the people who come back into this country. How many times do we hear the story of one guy came in this country, he ran over, he got drunk, and he got in a car, ran over somebody, was deported instead of sent to jail. He did the same thing three times.
Yeah.
What are we doing to ourselves here? What are you thinking? 18 after the hour.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Ford makes cars and trucks and food? Yeah, I was surprised too. Ford's Ted Ryan told me about the Ford Recipe Collection.
I'll just tell you, now I'm going to find a way to get the four times onto the Heritage Vault so that you'll be able to see all of these fantastic recipes. And when I first started going through these about 5 years ago, I was like, wait, this one's Spokane, Washington. There's Houston, Texas. And it's just amazing. And some of them, these little mom and pop diners are sharing their secret recipes with Ford to be able to share with our customers out there. And the Ford Times had the largest circulation of any magazine in the world, even larger than Reader's Digest. And so Ford celebrated more than 3,200 private restaurants, you know, some of them mom and pop, some of them big. I mean, the Tavern on the Green is still in New York. But, you know, we celebrated these people's love affair with food. And I'm going to find a way to share it in the future.
I learn something new every day. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen.
Love the new car, but how did...
CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
You took a time with me, you know.
No, I don't...
Just the perfect touch. Not to...
Who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. Oh, I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck. And it's free. CarPro.com.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
I I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug now going to the social media pages of the Good Day program. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Jennifer, what's your handle over at KRLA? What do you when you're on social media?
You mean on social media? Well, it's always the same here, there, everywhere. So at Jennifer Horn on Twitter and Truth Social, and Jennifer Horn Radio on Instagram and Facebook.
What's Truth Social? I don't know what that is.
Oh, come on. Truth Social is the Trump-operated answer to Twitter.
Of course. That's why I don't know it. And I'm not exactly a follower of fashion there. Okay, so some of the things, we have comments here, people checking in with thoughts on what's trending in the news. And so some of our listeners, let's see here, Jim Mancuso writes, no one here is ever going to read the indictments. This is a thing about Trump. And so that brings up a good point. Who has read? Wasn't it like 37 different things? All you heard was the first two or three different things. All thanks to your God, Donald. This is a guy who was taking a shot at Trump, by the way. So, what are in those indictments?
Well, I've actually been through them, and
you have?
Yeah,
how much time did it take you to go through them?
Well, I don't like sit down and scour, but I go through because they release the full indictment, and you can flip through them and see what's going on. Now, the New York ones were ridiculous because they took one charge and they stacked it a multitude of times.
I don't
right?
see that going anyplace. The guy is a grandstander, and everybody knows it.
The Florida ones are all going to come down to whether or not. And I think this is what's going to be interesting because it's going to determine for the future. And I think this is where the fight will be. Were those documents classified or not? And the reason you ask that is how much of a right and where does it begin and end for a president to declassify documents that are simply in their presence or what he decides to share with people. Mm. And there is an argument to be made that if those documents are classified, if they say that he did not have the right to declassify them, then there are some serious charges for him. But if they do stick with the National Records Act and those documents were not classified, then there really is nothing to this. So that's where the argument is going to be, is the definition and how it's defined and whether or not Trump broke the law because the documents were indeed classified. So we'll see.
Sean Stewart writes, not particularly paying attention to this, the people leaving who are upset about Tucker Carlson, those people who caught my attention. We're just biding time, get it? To get rid of this administration. So what's Tucker Carlson doing? Supposedly he went to Twitter, but
he's been doing these little short shows where he goes and comments on stuff, issues of the day. Still got a huge platform. People are tuning in and using Twitter.
So what does that mean, a huge? How many people are on
that? His first video, he had 60 million views the last time I checked.
Really?
Yeah, like huge.
Oh, he's out. All right, let's see here. Jim Lee Whittington writes, guilty Trump tap dancing on the truth. Let's see here. A couple of people in Mississippi. Good morning. Yep, thank you. Terry Seavey writes, not that happy with the communication with China about Taiwan and being independent. We should be concerned about that. I haven't heard boo. I don't know what she's reading.
Well, there was a bunch of stuff going on. Biden at a fundraiser in California said that she was a dictator, which is true, but he hasn't said that on the national stage. In fact, he's been pretty soft with China. And then our Secretary of State was over with China.
That was a worthwhile trip.
This week, and they played him. Gave him a meeting. Yeah. So it's a mess.
All right, well, that good news. On that note, it's 28
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine. A short-lived rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group over the weekend.
16 months ago, Russian forces were on the doorstep of Kyiv in Ukraine, believing they would take the capital in a matter of days and erase the country from the map as an independent country. Now, what we've seen is Russia having to defend Moscow, its capital, against mercenaries of its own making.
The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with the Wagner group to drop the charges against the group's leader in exchange for the group ending its rebellion. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board near the Titanic wreckage. The investigation was announced during a news conference in Boston yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us. Ready to swing and sway with Dougie K? Jennifer, what do you say?
Let's go.
All right, California Dreaming. This is all California stuff. Here we are on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen in Framingham. Used to call it Framing Fish after one of the disc jockeys changed everything when I was a kid. Instead of ham, it was fish. We have dead fish.
Ew.
Instead of dead ham. The community, there's a place called Stoneham, became Stonefish with him. He had quite a vivid imagination. By the way, thanks for those of you who have acknowledged the big butts on my cows. If you go, you want to see
the weirdest thing. Like I just never expect some of the things that come out of your mouth.
Uh-huh. Well, go to, I have my own Facebook page, it's facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And the current picture there are the girls, at least one of the
I have three different pastors with three different groups of girls. Did I have three? Well, no, I think it was four. And so this group, I had just fed a chopped a load of green chop and brought it up on top of the hill. And so the cows come running after the wagon. It's the funniest thing. I should do a video of it. And so the picture that's posted there is one of the girls with their heads in the wagon. And so you can see all of their butts. It's the rear end of a cow. And it says the comment is chow time. All right. So, you know, you have the right picture there. If that's of interest, if you like looking at cows' butts, then there you are. Have a big old time on the Duggar. All right. Meanwhile, back at the port of call here, Good Day program with a story about your car.
My car.
Your car. My car. Everybody's car. The situation with cars and the loans that you have put on them, and whether or not your car is worth as much as you owe. A lot of times, especially during COVID, when there were some special interest rates, I know the interest rate on my car is 1.1%. Is that a credit union? Yeah, that's very good. So there are people who had refinanced their cars during all of this. And so as a result of that, when things, you know, when you go into the credit union or into the bank, they look up they'll go to Kelly's, I think, more than anything else, the Blue Book, to see what their value at. Or Carfax, I think, also values them. So they'll tell you, okay, your car is worth today $72,000, let's just say. And so they'll loan you that $72,000, and now, 3 years later, you still owe $50,000, but the car is only worth $40,000 because there's been a depreciation in the depreciation. And I don't know how you fix that, except, you know, people are going to buy. The reason there are so many cars, you know how many, and you probably have this, well, I don't know whether you do or you don't. So many people, I'll focus that my comment is focused on people who have a car for everybody in the family. My business partner has, let's see, two children and a car for each of them. He's got, he likes cars. I get that. I kind of like cars too. I look around my yard. I got plenty of cars here. But the reason that I'm saying it is, I think that if you have a car for every child, and I know of tons of people, they think their child has to have a car. And I think it's craziness. That's just me. That people go, well, that's more convenient.
Did you get your kids a car?
No, never did. Neither of them.
So what did Megan do?
They found their own car.
Because I bought my car, too. I was just curious.
I know you did. Didn't you have a car right away when you get your license?
My dad said, here's the thing, because I had to drive to school, right? That was a logistical thing. So he said, I'm going to give you my old Lincoln, and you can drive that. And
I remember that old thing.
And I'm like, I drove that thing for a couple of days, and I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I had been working, and I saved up money, and I went at 16 years old and leased my own car. He co-signed for me, but I made every payment. I made every down payment. I took care of that car, and it taught me such great lessons to, you know. And it wasn't like the most glamorous car. You know, I didn't get like a, you know, it was a Nissan Maxima, but I shopped it. I found the greatest payments. I went in and did my own negotiating, and my dad still laughs. He's like, I take you with me whenever I go try to buy or lease a car.
Yeah.
Because I prepped myself, you know, and it was a big thing for me. And I really think it was one of those defining moments in my life where I was like, hey, I can handle myself. I can take care of myself. And it was a really good thing.
That is good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. All right. So anyway, there's an article today in the Detroit Free Press about the economic slowdown and what that's done to the value of your car. So people who are trying, now that new cars are more plentiful, people are buying used cars because there weren't new cars around during the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So now the rude awakening is, and if you've had this experience, share it with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. What's the story? You had an auto loan, high interest rate, you paid a lot of money for the car that you bought 3 years ago, and now you want to trade it in for a new car because the new cars are coming back. And when you go to figure out what it's worth, and the people selling you the new car, they'll accommodate you by adding what you owe onto the note for the new car.
Yeah.
So you just, okay, dig in a whole bit. Let's say you buy a new car that's worth $30,000. Or can you even find a decent new car for $30,000, maybe $35,000? And you owe $3,500 on your old car, higher than what the trade-in value is, right? You're upside down, that's what they call it. You're upside down. So the car dealer will say, okay, no problem. We'll take your trade-in, and because it's only worth X, and there's no value in it for us, we'll take your car, but it's worth less, so we won't give you a trade-in, but we'll take the money that you owe, and we'll add it to your note. Mm-hmm. So, again, you're borrowing $35,000, add another $3,500 to it. And at the present interest rates, although there are some deals, some car companies are giving really good deals on the interest rate to move certain models along. But if you go to a credit union, for example, the credit union that I used, 1.1% when I bought the car 3 years ago, now that same, you go to that place now, it's 4.9% for the same thing because of the reality of what money costs. Yeah. So, something to think about. If you are an Uber passenger, I don't know. I used to use Uber, and I thought they were better than Lyft. I didn't use them a lot. I used them more in California than I did here. Mm-hmm. I think I got stuck at the
Miami.
It really
depends on where you are. Like, Lyft works a little better in my neighborhood, but Uber, I think, by and large, is probably the more prominent.
When I leave my car at Brendan's house, he always calls me an Uber to get me to the airport. I'm sorry, he calls a Lyft. He doesn't like Uber. So here's the story of this woman who's facing murder charges. She shot the Uber driver in the head. She claims that she thought she was being kidnapped. This is down in El Paso. So the police department, the investigation shows the woman was never in danger, and her driver, a 52-year-old father, never veered from her destination. So she's now being held on a $1.5 million bond, and she's been charged with first degree murder of the driver, Daniel Garcia. The wife said that her husband was the sole provider for the family. He was a happy fellow. He was working, bringing home income, etc., etc., etc. He apparently had a knee operation, and he hadn't been able to work for a while. So this guy did nothing, and whatever. Phoebe Copas, was from Kentucky. She was visiting her boyfriend. She called an Uber to take her to visit her boyfriend at a casino after he got off work. And then she saw highway signs for Juarez. Hello, dummy. Juarez and El Paso are the same city, just on the other side of the river.
Whoopsie.
So she thought she was being kidnapped and taken to Mexico, so she pulled out a gun and just shot the guy.
Wow.
Good God.
I mean, it is so crazy because it's not out of the realm that she could be kidnapped.
No, and not down there. Yeah.
But what a terrible situation all the way around.
Yep, it sure is. My, how long is this going to take to straighten out? Think about that.
I don't know. Think about it. I don't know. A lifetime? Who knows?
Yeah. We live in a dream world in some places in our country because we're so protected and we're so secluded. People who live in the middle of the, I live out in the rural part of a community that's a suburban community, and I don't feel like I'm in any real danger. And you go out to the Midwest, and some of these towns have 700-800 people, and you have to drive 40 miles to get to the next town. You think they're really in danger. The biggest problem they're having out there, it's kind of akin to what we were talking about with the Soviet Union, because there's just nothing going on in Russia. So everybody drinks, and they all become alcoholics. So with the youngsters, especially coming along in some of our Midwestern communities, the drug problem, some of these drug lords have gone in and have a picnic because the kids don't have anything to do.
And no one expects it in these little towns.
No. No. All right, so here's a kind of a neat story about a honeymoon gift certificate that a hotel gave to some newlyweds from Kansas City. The interesting thing is that they lost the certificate 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They found it. And so the Marriott Hotel is honoring this promise to give them a free weekend at their Kansas City hotel. Tim
That's
and Melinda
really nice.
O'Brien.
I can't believe it. They say they never expire, right?
Well, apparently. They got married in 1983, and they wanted to go where nobody would think they would look for us. So that's why they got a honeymoon in Kansas City. Right. Who'd think? How many people do you know of who go for honeymoons in Kansas City?
Not many.
Not many. Thank you. So anyway, they are celebrating 40 years, and they were combing through their old wedding album, and they saw this gift certificate. Said they could stay at the Radisson during their honeymoon. And is Marriott, is Radisson, is that owned by Marriott now? I guess it
must be now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, it's a Marriott. It was a Radisson then, and now it's a Marriott. That's what happened. Anyway, so this was an interesting marketing. They took advantage of it, and they plastered the stuff all over the place of these people coming for the weekend. It was nice. Very nice. This was last weekend in Kansas City. I think that's kind of a...
Good for them. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. All right, so as long as we're in the Midwest, we have lots of listeners in the smaller communities in the Midwest. Let's go to Iowa, where a meteorologist resigned because of PTSD. He has been threatened over his coverage of the weather.
What?
Because the weather's so bad.
I didn't know if he was so wrong or if the weather is just so bad.
I don't know. The weather's bad, so he's been getting threatening emails, including a death threat. And so he started talking about climate change and what was going on and why they were having the kind of weather they were having. And then he got a death threat because of his coverage. So he just said, you know what, I've decided to end this journey now. So he's left the station. How about that?
Wow.
That's taking your job seriously. 48 after the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my friend Tom Kreitler, who is the owner, cooperator, and major domo of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. I have a couple of questions up my sleeve, but the first thing I want you to do, because you always have such great sweepstakes.
Oh,
you're
yes.
sweeping the country with a cool sweepstakes. So what do we have people doing right now?
Yeah, you can enter the Money Pit's $2,300 cool and connected sweepstakes. So it's presented by EcoFlow, and we're giving away an EcoFlow Glacier portable refrigerator freezer combo, which is the most unique thing I've ever seen. So it's the size of a sort of a large cooler that you might take to the beach, but it actually is a refrigerator and freezer. When you open it up, the interior is divided into two sections. You set the temperature as to where what you want the refrigerator to be, what you want the freezer to be. You can even make ice cubes in this thing, and it runs on a battery, if you can believe that. Now, I tested this. Like, all right, how long is the battery going to last? Doug, I tested it. Now, I didn't open and close it a lot, but I just wanted to see how long would it chug and keep those temperatures. 24 hours.
Really?
The battery last. Yeah, 24 hours.
Ooh.
They know what they're doing, these guys. We're also giving away two portable power stations. They're worth about $600 each. So, listen, go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day through the end of the month.
Good for you. All right, so I got a note from somebody who is about to buy a lawnmower. I just bought one of those DR trimmer things because
yes.
I'm working the development that we're doing. Yeah.
That's for a lot of really brush. High grass and
and brush and that
brush,
sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody heard me talking about it, and they sent a note to me. This fellow says, I'm interested in buying one of these lawnmowers, but I can't afford it. So I went to my next-door neighbor because we have this brush problem between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
My husband's all excited. I'm nervous because I'm not sure If I have a falling out with the neighbors, what happens to the mower?
Who gets to keep
the child mower? Yes, right, exactly. So
who's going to be the better mower parent?
Yeah, you must have had. Yeah, but you must have questions like this that aren't necessarily about the particulars of the do's and the dats, but the human interest side.
I have a better suggestion. Don't buy it, rent it.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Well, rent it.
Rent it. Yeah.
It's a short-term commitment for you and for the mower.
You don't have to exchange any bodily fluids.
That's right.
Under the circumstances. All right, here's Lewis listening to us in North Carolina, who's got an air conditioning bill that's through the roof, and he wonders if he needs to add more insulation. So how do you fix those problems?
Well, listen, insulation is something we don't talk a lot about in the warmer weather, but it's really, really important. You know, just the same cold breezes that we feel in the winter, well, you're getting those through the house in the summer, you just don't feel them, right? So, like in my house, I have an old house, and I need an insulation in my floor. So I used the Thermafiber product, which is called Fire and Sound Guard Plus by Owens Corning. I liked it for this purpose because for somebody that wanted to add additional insulation, it was fireproof, it's sound resistant, and it really did a good job insulating the floor in my house. It's a great place, great thing to do in your attics as well. So if you're running high on air conditioning, get up in that attic and add insulation there, and if you can add it to the floor, do that as well. And you'll find, you know, all of that stuff like in Lowe's, all the Owens Corning products. But I use that Thermafiber because I really wanted something that was fireproof in my old house.
Yeah, there you go. Makes a lot of sense. Here's Sue listening to us in Rhode Island, planning a bathroom remodel. She's trying to replace her bathtub with a walk-in shower. Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah, I mean, that's an it depends answer right there, Doug, because, you know, if the houses in your area of the country have full bathrooms, and you go ahead and replace one with a shower, there's going to be some potential future buyers that like that, but there's going to be just as many that don't. Because people do love to have a bathtub. Now, if you already have one bathtub
I love
in the house, a lot of people love them. That's right. They're passionate about them. They like them or they don't. But if you've got one bathtub in the house and the second full bath, I would say in that case, I would consider maybe going with a shower so you pick up some more room, especially if it was like the second floor master bedroom, you know, kind of a thing. But if you only have one bath in the house, I would not replace that tub with a shower because I think you're going to regret that when it comes time to sell the house.
All right. In the MoneyPit.com podcast department, you have an interesting focus on saving water. This sort of goes hand in hand with that question the lady just asked. What do we do? There's a lot of water. We take longer showers, that sort of thing, because it's summertime. Some summertime. And
yeah, we're addressing the lawn sprinkler situation. How many times have you driven around and seen sprinklers that are like watering the sidewalk?
Or they're on in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. There's so much technology out there, whether you use a hose or a built-in sprinkler system, that you could take advantage of these smart sprinklers that will prevent you from doing that and save a lot of water across the summer.
There you go. MoneyPit.com/podcast. Check it out. Tom Kreitler on the Good Day Show at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.